Derech Eretz Kadmala Torah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ya'el Davidowitz, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Anava, humility. In the Igeres HaRamban, the famous letter the Ramban wrote to his son as a lifelong guidance, he states that Anava, humility, is the most sterling of Midos. Anava, he says, Shehi mida tova mikol midos tovos. Anava is the best of all the good midos. And he explains why. But before we get to that, I want to offer an analogy. Do you remember that old song, the knee bones connected to the leg bone and the leg bones connected to the ankle bone? It's a simple way to express that the body is made up of interconnected parts. When one part is affected, the rest of the body is impacted. So for instance, if someone has lower back pain, it often will radiate to the shoulders or the neck because the body compensates and the effects ripple through. Our midos, our character traits, function similarly. They're not isolated. A weakness in one area can affect others, and a strength in one can elevate the rest. The Ramban spells this out in a beautiful progression. The Chasher Tinatzel Minakas. When you free yourself from the mida of anger, the Ramban says, Ta'ale alibcha midas anava, then humility will enter your heart. Uva avor ha'anava ta'ale alibcha midas ha'yira. And through humility, you will come to Yiras Hashem. So for those of you who are visual learners, try to picture this. Imagine your inner world of midos like a flowchart, or even a chain reaction. At one point is kas, anger, which the Ramban labels as the worst of the midos. When we work to quiet that anger, it creates space for anava, the best midah. And from that place of humility flows Yiras Hashem, reverence, awe, and a deeper connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not always a straight line. Just like in the body, where strengthening one muscle can relieve strain somewhere else, working on anava can help us soften our anger, and reducing anger allows for deeper humility. If we continued on with that song concept, it may sound something like this. Our kas is connected to our anava, and our anava is connected to our yiras Hashem. Our midah system is deeply intertwined in what I call our midah anatomy and physiology. Each trait is linked to the next, influencing, supporting, and transforming one another. And among the midos, anava holds a uniquely elevated place. Anava grounds us, softens us, opens us up to others, and ultimately brings us closer to Hashem. Anava is not just a good midah, it's a great one, and it's worth striving for. One step, one trait, and one day at a time. Thank you for learning together with me.